Out of the baseline. The white lines on the field are not baselines. A runner establishes the base path to the next base the instant a fielder with the ball begins to approach the runner for the purpose of making a play. At that instant, we draw an imaginary line from the runner's belt to his or her next base. The runner's legal base path extends 3 feet on either side of that line. If runners go outside of those 3 feet to avoid a tag, they're called out, but the ball remains live. Every time the runner changes direction or the ball is thrown to another fielder, a new base path is established. Home plate. If a runner misses home plate and no tag is applied, the umpire will make no sign or signal. The ball remains live and the runner must immediately attempt to return to home to be safe. If the runner starts to walk back to the dugout, then the catcher may step on the plate and ask for an appeal, in which case the runner would be called out. Out of the running lane. In baseball, halfway between home plate and first base, in foul territory, a 3-foot running lane is painted on the field. Runners, as they approach first, must stay in that running lane the last half of the way to first base. A batter runner is required, therefore, to stay on the foul side of the foul line. In Prospect Park, we don't have white lines on the field, so we almost never enforce that part of the rule. If, however, a player makes an egregious effort to block a throw, and that throw causes the ball not to be caught, then they will be called for being out of their running lane.